USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's spokeswoman making the announcement yesterday.
I've decided to revoke the security clearance of John Brennan, former director of the Central Intelligence Agency.
Now the former CIA chief John Brennan claims that President Trump revoked his security clearance to try to silence anyone else who would criticize him.
I've seen this type of behavior and actions on the part of foreign tyrants and despots and autocrats for many, many years. I never, ever thought that I would see it here in the United States.
That's Brennan speaking on MSNBC in an op-ed piece in today's New York Times. Brennan describes Russia's campaign to interfere in the 2016 election and says that Trump's claims of no collusion are, in a word, hogwash. And this is USA Radio News.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the LaCrosse Comforter. Available in down and down-free options in four warmth levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code RADIO15 to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com. The Company Store. Comfort that fits your style.
We work hard at being healthier.
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
There are reports the husband of a pregnant woman reported missing in northern Colorado has admitted killing her and their two children. KUSA-TV says police have detained Chris Watts following that admission. Shannon Watts and her two daughters were reported missing on Monday. The two sides resting their cases in the bank and tax fraud trial of Paul Manafort. USA Radio's Wendy King brings us up to date.
It's now up to a jury to decide if the former Trump campaign chief is guilty of tax evasion and bank fraud. The case is complex. Jurors will have with them nearly 400 documents and charts to refer to as they deliberate. It took the judge more than 90 minutes just to read his instructions to the jury. Manafort could get life in prison, but also could receive a pardon from President Trump.
A federal court ordering the State Department to conduct a full environmental review of a revised route for the Keystone XL oil pipeline. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
After releasing a report claiming that at least 300 Catholic priests in six dioceses of Pennsylvania had abused at least 1,000 children over a course of decades, the Attorney General in Pennsylvania now says his office is receiving more calls from people wanting to tell their stories and to seek justice. Meanwhile, a top clergyman who's among those accused of covering up the abuse in the Catholic Church tells parishioners the church has much to atone for. Cardinal Donald Wuerl of the Archdiocese of Washington saying at a mass yesterday,
"While we work to restore confidence in the ability of the church, our ability to treat this problem, we need constantly to be there for survivors."
Cardinal Wuerl accused of the cover-up when he was assigned to the Archdiocese of Pittsburgh for 18 years. ISIS says one of its fighters carried out a suicide bombing in Kabul yesterday. Nearly three dozen people were killed. 56 others were injured in that blast in a Shiite area of the Afghan capital. And Georgia authorities are looking for whoever stole nearly $100,000 worth of ramen noodles. The thieves making off with a 53-foot trailer that was loaded with the ramen. It's not been found. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.